We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
This is Stephen Chopek, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. More money, more problems. More guns, more violence. I beat a couple cases. I feel like John got it. How about a Benz, baby? I feel like God, like. I feel like taking some drink right now and pouring it over my. We ain't never turned down. I'm a big dipper. Big tipper. You want it, you buy it, you get it. Cash on the liver, rosé on my liver. Headshots, headshots for my enemy. Still got a money machine clicking, you know how I kick it. Hey. Even a witness gon' see you in the penitentiary. Wait, he get it, she get it, they get it too. Lay on you, spray on you, hop in the coupe. You didn't know about Malibu World till I introduce you. You can be sober as f, cause money is gon' seduce you. My hustle is gon' seduce you. My vibe ain't none of these compared to me. No, none of these compared to me. Most of these are fans of me. I really appreciate it. I really do. Majority ain't loyal, they all done been ran through. I stay at it, get at it, work on it, count up and count up and count up. Payback, I sit back and lay back and flip through the channels. I flip through the channel, I'm watching the streets and I know I'm the Xander. I see in the anthem, I see the rises, I see an end. I got some homies that just got out, some ones that just went in. The deeper the ocean, the deeper the pain. Blow out the brains for two names. Ain't got a call, I know names. They know I'm married to the game.
From downtown to Colleyville, North Memphis to Cordova.
Hey.
This is Planet Chrome on WYXR.
Starting the show off with that Future and DJ Esco track for my brother, my friend, the Blue Power Ranger, always and forever, my brother LD. It's been 6 years since we lost you, my friend, and I just wanted to start the show off with a good tribute to him. Also, of course, you know you are tuned into the most dangerous show on late night radio. This is Planet Chrome right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. I am your host. Okay, 87, a.k.a. Nikki Chrome, a.k.a. Disco Ball Bobby. And tonight, I got a good show lined up for you as always. Tonight, we are re-airing the interview that I did with Cherry Moon 222. It's going to play later on in the show. We got three of her songs playing during the show. Absolutely insane. Incredibly talented artist. I hope y'all enjoy it. We're going to go ahead and get back into the music a little bit before we jump back into the interview. Keep it locked. This is Planet Chrome. We're here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
What's up, Memphis? It's Al Capone, Al Capizzi. Oh, boy. And you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city's soul.
Go, Grease. I've been acting brand new. Bitches acting like they run it, run, they really ran through. I spent that 500 before I ever trap you. They thought I was gonna fall off. I hate to bring you bad news. Through so many racks, a bitch can't even see the flow. From Atlanta to LA, the only time I'm back and forth. Cheap, cheap, make you pee. Rich, rich, get you both. Gate a Bentley to valet and let that dry the boat. Be quiet. Let me pop off. Lead a club, sloppy drunk, come home and get my rocks off. Hurt from the south, he trying to see me knock his socks off. Told them, bitch, meet me at the top. Think they got lost. I'm on go like Grease. She thought I would kiss her. She must ain't took a mess. Around my neck, it cost her arm and leg. Swear that nigga. Set for life, I let him give me pray. I done it all. Feel like shot it low. Laughing to the pain, but this not a joke. Say she got a problem, imaginary smoke. Set it up, then put it on the floor. I done it all, feel like shot it low. Laughing to the pain, but this not a joke. Say she got a problem, imaginary smoke. Set it up, then put it on the floor. I don't know what y'all been told. Bet your mans know if you don't, what's happening? Smoking biggest color ray. Bitches like to run their mouth, but I'm the type to run a fade. When your diamonds hit like this, you don't never see the shade. Got the key to my city, they gave me a holiday. I'll kind of make me pull my diamond tester out. You be real counterfeit. Better keep my name up out of mouth. They been trying it. If it's beef, then let me know. Baby, why you hiding it? And I heard about you. Pigs like it. We all know that cat is giving fish. When I seen that eggplant, that nigga know what time it is. My ex crazy about me. Better be ready to die in it. I done it all. Feel like shot it low. Laughing to the pain. But it is not a joke. Say she got a problem. Imaginary smoke. Set it up, then put it on the floor. I done it all. Feel like shot it low. Laughing to the pain, but this not a joke. Say she got a problem. Imaginary smoke. Set it up, then put it on the floor. I don't know what y'all been told. Bet your mans know if you don't, what's happening? Put that on the floor then. Y'all like to talk. Put that on the floor then. All this imaginary smoke, all that he say, she say, you feel me? Let me know. Just let me know. Just let me know. Just let me know.
Put it on the floor.
Hey, what's up? It's DJ Chandler Bling, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 Memphis.
Hey, it's an American. My partner said, like, who you mean, Nikapa? Who body now? Like, who you mean, now? I'm feeling, no? I'm feeling station. Oh, man. Yeah. And that's it.
How do you be talking about a they can ride with? Talking about they want a bitch they can slide with. Look, I look like can't be no sidekick. They saying they real, but I people they side with. Want me do all the work, pick him up at the dirt, dry tears when he hurt. They said we 9 to 5, just so he can go turn to a hoe, turn around and get rich with his side. Get a word to a white bitch. Then she never defending me. Can't be no little men in me. When I switch up, he gon' ask what got into me. Went from love to enemy. That's why I ride for myself. Get rid of little niggas. Gon' throw like a pelt. They ride it out. Know they bad for my health. Can't go hard by no niggas. Go hard for myself. Yeah. I bet on myself. Yeah. Solid to the death. Yeah. And if he think I'm a wife for a hope, he ain't holding his breath. Yeah. So I defend myself. Yeah. I shoot if you still. Yeah. Stand up for myself. Yeah. I ain't have no gang and no siblings. It was just me on my 10 toes. Been broke through the glass ceiling. Now I'm finna blow like the coke in the Mentos. I don't really give a f**k who ain't feeling me. Haters can't keep up, too lento. I ain't your sis, she ain't kidding me. Eat a bitch up for lunch like a bento. Left, right, follow my tempo. Alibi airtight, smoking on endo. Catch me a flight, land in Sacramento. Can't spend the night, guess he ain't get the memo. I'm too hot like pimento. Look as like a pinto. Write him off and I don't need no pencil. I make his ass wait, that man on memento. Rock the mic, my flow too nice. I flow like ice, I'm too cool. That man, her life so sad, cause her shit peaked in high school. You don't need water, PCP, need BBC. I teach D4 like GED. Get degree, like I go to night school. Put my phone on D&D. Sell a bitch, okay, no with me, celebrity. Roam the map, I'm kicked back up under the tree. Out in Jamaica, giving dap. I'm asking, ayo, what's the pre? And too fat, it's double stat. That left cheek when you bout a key. I ain't thinking about you, bitch. So why is you worried about me? She talking shit. I know really she wish she could be this free. I'm out in Nice, flew out just to get some peace. Smoking Zaza, that shit is knocking, that shit boxing like some grease. I'm a beast, animal instinct, saliva dripping from my teeth. I'm hungry and to me, you looking like a fish. You getting beat, I bend you over on my knee like you my niece. Look how I leave you grease, yeah. I'm smack, bubble a chat. They like where you at, I'm keep back in the leg. Bitch, I don't jump, I solo attack. I go one-on-one, a collar prat. Be begging and crying when I throw it back. They go, listen, little nigga, I'ma keep it a stack. I can't be your wife or your girl, I'm a man. But I had him already, ain't got to feel threatened. I don't want him, I can't double back. Don't want no relations, told him that we done, but he still trying to rate her like a snack. I will write a verse with you, but I'm too tired for picking up deep slack. Cause man, I done carried deep so long, man, I think I done on my shoulder like that. Me to the wolves, but Josh, I bet I come back leading a pack. These bitches can't f*** with me way too wet. Bitches ain't bucking, they chasing my back. You could try to throw me to the wolves, but Josh, I bet I come back leading a pack. These bitches can't f*** with me way too wet. Bitches ain't bucking, they chasing my back.
Home. WYXR.
If it ain't bank, motherfucker, it don't bang. Bang.
From Memphis, hey. This is Planet Chrome on WYXR 91.7 FM, raised by sound.
What's up? This is Planet Chrome right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. I, of course, am your host 87, a.k.a. Nikki Chrome, a.k.a. Disco Ball Bobby. And we have a special guest on tonight's show. I've been waiting for this one, y'all. We got Cherry Moon 222 in the studio. Just introduce yourself to the people. This right here has been a moment, long time in the making. I am so excited to finally have you here. Just introduce yourself to the people, to the audience. Let them know who they're listening to.
Thank you so much. What's up, y'all? This is Cherry Moon 222, rapper, scholar, warrior, Pan-Africanist extraordinaire. And I'm so glad to be here. This is my first radio interview, and I'm just so excited.
I mean, I think on the list of descriptions, you left off educator. I told y'all last week, she was giving scholarly bars. She was taking us to school.
I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I think that, like, my education and my reading and my politic is definitely something I should be trying to, like, bring to my music. So I'm glad, like, people hear it. I hope people like it. And I hope it can, you know, spark ideas in other people.
Because just to let everyone know, you went to the
illustrious Howard University. HU, you know, I do both paws. HU, you know.
Yeah, call and response, okay? first of all, you just released your EP.
Yes.
And we talked about this. And before we kind of take a deep dive, because we're going to play some of the songs tonight. Y'all have heard Chat to My Back the last couple shows, but this sort of, for you, happened by happenstance. It was just kind of on a whim,
yeah,
as you
definitely,
said.
Definitely, definitely. Like, I really am new to rapping and making music. Like, I really just on a whim started rapping at, like, the last part of 2021. I just made something on my band lab on my phone, and I showed my friends, and they was like, hey, like, this kind of fire. Like, you need to go to the studio. And so, yeah, my engineer, AWOL, the producer, I'd known him for years and years and years. And so I just called him because he really was the only one I knew that, like, really be in the studio like that. and so I called him. We got in the studio and he got me right. And as far as the project, the Baked EP, I was just, you know, like, I scout beats all the time. Like, I hit up different producers and just try to see what I like. Like, I comb through beats. Like, I ask, you know, folks send me packs. I be hitting people up on Instagram, whatever, and they'll send me packs. And so the producer of this particular project, his name is Bake from the Five, and I heard his production because he had produced Letter Play by AR the Mermaid. And so I was like, this kind of bumping, like, who produces? I'm always listening for producer tags. What? And stuff. Yeah, I always do that. Like, when I be listening to music and I like a beat, I be like, who tag is this? And so I'll, you know, look up the tags, and I realized it was him. And so I hit him up on Instagram. He sent me some packs or whatever. And at first, I was just trying to, you know, get one or two beats to just, you know, do random beats or whatever. But by the time, like, I was going through, I'm like, okay, this one hard, this one hard, this one hard. And he has a lot. And so I went through a lot of them. And so I found a few that I like. And I did a couple songs on, sent them back. And he was like, oh, okay, I like this, I like this. Then I did another song, sent it back. And I was like, I got an idea. Like, why don't we just make this a project? And, you know, since I'm doing, like, mostly your beats, like, it was exclusively his beats, and it wasn't like, because I had been needing a project anyway. Like, up until now, I have only dropped singles. And so people was telling me, like, you need to go ahead and, like, get on a project. And so I had, like, other projects playing, you know, I had titles and I was working out songs for other projects, but they just never came really into fruition. But then I just got, like, a random idea. I was like, all right, so your name is Bake from the Five. I was like, what do you think of us, like, doing a collaboration, like a project, and calling it Baked? And he was like, oh, that's hard, that's hard. I was like, wait, what if we release it on 420? And he was like, nah, that's too hard. Like, we're gonna have to do it. And so I honestly, like, the reason it even occurred to me was because, like, we was talking about, like you had just said, I was raised on Gucci Mane, like a real big, you know what I'm saying? Like a DJ Drama, Trapaholics mixtape, you know, all of that.
Now, you talking about producer tags, you know, the one you said was the sexiest for the longest. Yeah. I never forget you saying this. Honorable C note.
Yes. Honorable C note. Yes. Okay. And I've always, and see, like, you know, people, I feel like a lot of producers that I meet be talking about how, you know, a lot of people don't really appreciate production, but I've always appreciated it as the art form that it is, because I grew up listening to Gucci Mane and seeing all these people do, like, projects with one producer, like an entire mixtape.
We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
A project. And so that's what really even gave me the idea. I also, like, you know, I'm a big fan of Missy Elliott with Timbaland and stuff. And so I've always, like, really revered producers and engineers as the artists that they are. And so I was like, let's make it like a collab, you know? I think that's fun, especially to, like, highlight the producer, highlight his work. And, yeah, that's really how it came about. And so that's why when you were saying that, like, Cherry Pie reminded you of Gucci, like, the entire project is very Gucci Mane inspired. And I felt like his beats was also that, you know, like an old trap music era, like a very old Gucci Mane, like reminiscent of Gucci Mane's mixtape era. I remember right before I made that song, Cherry Pie, I came up with, like, the hook in the car. And so I had been listening to my favorite Gucci Mane mixtape. And the song on there is called Normal, you know, abnormal. Nothing that I do is normal. And you know, Gucci Mane is so camp. Gucci Mane is so camp, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, I just wanted to really channel that. I'm glad people hear it.
Now, when you talk about the first, the song you made on Band Lab, when you were just kind of messing around, is that blacked out?
No, actually.
Because you, I gotta give it to you. From Blacked Out, you came out with the song, you did the video, you hit the ground running with it. I was just like, wait, she deleted all the pictures on the Instagram. It was like, you did everything. Just, I mean, and we were talking about this earlier before we started this, you know, doing this by yourself. You don't have a label backing you. This is all you, your creativity, your, you know, everything is how you have it structured. And I just want to get into sort of the importance of that, because we were having a discussion how, you know, we see so many people come out with such star power, who have so much creativity, who have so much raw ability, and then they get this, you know, this big push and this backing behind them, and you just kind of watch everything you've seen them build evaporate. And so we were also talking about, you know, your image and being vulnerable, and how important is it to you as an artist to always be authentic? And how do you display your authenticity while also, you know, keeping things that are personal to you personal?
Well, to answer your question about Blacked Out, I did record at the end of 2021 or maybe January of 2022. And that's actually produced by Macaroni Tony. But that was not the first song that I ever made. The first song I ever made was actually like a freestyle over Big Scar beat, Hit 'Em Up Dezo beat. And it was I Would Keep Going. I called it I Would Keep Going Remix. And I just made it on BandLab. You know, it wasn't like, because at that point, it was just random. I wasn't like hitting up nobody to purchase beats like that. But once people were saying they liked it, I was like, okay. Like, and I think I submitted that song that I recorded on my phone to a music review. And the person who was doing the music review was like, stop playing with yourself. Like literally stop wasting your own time and go in the studio. And I was like, oh, for real? Like, you know, I was just thinking at first it could just be a hobby. And so for me, like being like independent and like having backed it up myself, it really didn't take myself seriously at first. Like, and I'm still very new to this. I'm still trying to get into the headspace of like, dang, like I'm making my own music and distributing it. And, you know, now in this day and age, it's easier to distribute your own music. And without having that outside influence of other people giving you money and, like, you know, you being in debt to them, to be honest, it's easier to be authentic, I think. And it's such a confidence and self-esteem booster to me to show up how I am out loud and have people genuinely relate to or like what I'm putting out, just, you know, as being me. I think that I want my music to be an amalgamation of my experiences, of my education, of the things that I've read, the things that I've listened to, the things that I've consumed, the cultures that I've experienced. I think that's the authenticity for me. It creates a, I think, unique experience, because each one of us has a unique experience based on what we've seen, what we've done, what we've heard, what we've listened to. And so when you focus on that, that's what makes people like it, rather than, you know, trying to fabricate something, somebody else's experience, because people seen that already. And so everybody walking this earth got a very specific experience. And no matter what medium of expression they use, that's what makes it different. That's what give it the sauce, because nobody is me. Nobody is like me. Nobody has the unique set of experiences that I have. And so I think that's that's what give it the sauce. But I'm still, I never fail to be humbled and excited by the fact that people really mess with it. Like, people really rock with what I'm saying, no matter how small of a scale it is right now. Like, it's causing me to really take myself seriously. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you kind of answered my next two questions with that perfectly, because when listening to your EP for the first time, there was nothing you said that made me, because I just want y'all to be aware, there's history in the studio right now as we're doing this. This there's 10 plus years behind this. Like,
yeah, we've known each other for a while.
Yeah, yeah. And funny enough, I'm going to tell the story real quick. We met on a field trip.
Yeah,
we known each other since middle school. We were on a field trip, okay? We went to the Science Museum over in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And on the bus ride back here, okay, the people we were sitting with decided, I want to sit up here. I want to switch seats. So I said, okay, I'm just sit back here. So she's sitting there. She got an earbuds in. She got an iPod. You know, back then, you know, I was on my thing. You know, I had no iPod. I had what was called a Zoom. Shout out Microsoft, you know. Anyway. So she looks at me and says, have you ever heard of Nicki Minaj? And I was like, nah, y'all, I was a square, okay? Let me just preface this. I was a square.
I don't believe in that.
No, what? What?
Yeah, everybody, no. Nah.
Come on. But this that is the short story of how we met. But there was nothing you said on this project that made me go, man, why she saying that? She can't back this up. Man, there was nothing. It was you are just going bar for bar, track after track. And I told you, I have not heard a debut project from an artist with this much versatility, with this much change and flows. There's one song called The Map on the EP. Y'all gotta go listen to it. You hit this flow where it sounds like you're about to do like this triplet rhyme, you know, that classic Memphis rap that we, you know, that triplet flow that we know. But you don't. And it was something I've never heard. And we were talking about our love for Nicki Minaj. We love the queen over here, okay? If you don't love the queen, why you listen to the show? First of all, go find something else to listen to. But you have this ability to change flow so effortlessly, and it doesn't come off as forced. Does it just hit you? Are you just freestyling when you think of this stuff? Is it, you know, how does that happen? Because that is, you can't teach that. That's not a skill. This is just something that's ingrained, something you have to have.
I appreciate that, because the thing is too, okay, the thing is too, like, I'm just now like studying like music theory. Like, I don't know nothing about music theory. I'm not finna lie to you, but like, it's my aspiration to like learn music theory, like really. And so when I hear somebody else put it in technical terms, that really makes me happy. Because it's my aspiration to, you know, like be a musician, like learn an instrument, learn music theory, learn the technical terms for what it is that I like to hear. But I would just say I've been so heavily like influenced, like the people that I listen to have outrageous flows, like, and so I'm very much a student of music. And yeah, like I'm a music lover, and I think that's where it comes from. Not to say that like I would be trying to replicate anybody. It's just that I've heard it done so masterfully since I was young and been listening to MCs that are so good that I think that when I hear beats, when I hear music, I basically go off the production. When I hear a beat, I like multi-elemental beats, you know, like mm-hmm. beats that have layers, mm-hmm. instruments, mm-hmm. and lots of like different things going on. And that's what I liked about like the beats that I chose for Baked, because mm-hmm. all of them had like, you know, there was bells going on, there was snares and hi-hats, and there's bass, but there's also like violin, or, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
And even so, when you get to the last track on the project, BTFU, it has like uh-huh. a rock element
yes.
to it. Like, it makes you want a headbang. Not to cut you off, but keep going.
It's very, you know? And so I think that all of them are very different. All of the beats sound different. And I think that when I hear different elements, flows come to my head like, okay, I can ride this beat or whatever, or okay, a different instrument. I can flow with that one. And so it's really just like, I have a fascination with like polyrhythms. And there's so, when I hear a beat automatically, I'm like, there's so many different things you can ride. There's so many things you can do with your voice. And I think that's, I don't know, that's where it comes from. So I guess it's in summation, because I feel like I just did a lot. In summation, I think it's a mixture of like, listening to a diverse range of musicians who have like versatility in their flow, and who have who know how to, you know, deal with and rap on polyrhythms, mm-hmm. and also yeah, just going with the beat. It's very rare. I used to, before this project, what I would do was I would just write something, because I'm writing all the time. Mm-hmm. I got like a million voice notes on my phone, just the notes app on my phone, just full of stuff. Whenever I come with something, like, for example, in BTFU, I was in a Pilates class when I thought of, I'm doing Pilates, I was in a sauna, because I was burning, I was hurting. I'm like, man. But I don't know. I feel like, especially when I exercise, the adrenaline just be,
it just hits you.
Yeah, and I think stuff and I write it. So usually before this project, what I would do is I just write stuff and then fit it to a beat. But I did a lot more writing to the beat. Or if I don't, I'll change the flow of whatever I wrote. Because, you know, when you write something, you'll have a flow in mind. Mm-hmm. But then mm-hmm. I'm like, nah, I would like to say this on this beat, but I'm going to change it to fit what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And to piggyback off of what you just, and how you just described how it is you do what you do, you... On this project, she has this ability or this sort of habit throughout the project to where, yes, you are flowing with the beat, but at the same time, you are verbally manipulating what you hear. You hear these pockets and you kind of listen to a beat and you listen to someone's flow throughout a song and you kind of catch on to where it's a bit predictable how they're going to flow, how, you know, when the beat changes at this part, how it's going, you know, they're just going to ride the beat. But you take it and manipulate it and kind of twist it to where it's like, no, I'm not flowing to the beat. The beat is actually flowing with me. And so really just to take this moment and this sort of whole segment right here to celebrate this album, you took this opportunity with your first project, you know, to celebrate the producer of the project, Baked from the Five. How, you know, when you hear certain artists like Lil Wayne with Mona Lisa, or even the ending of Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill Gang, this ability mm-hmm. to tell a story, what was your process in structuring the album in terms of the content of what you're talking about?
I feel like, so the first songs that I really wrote from it didn't go with like the theme of like Bakes, you know, like the whole, it was like 420 and like that's how it turned out. Mm-hmm. But the very first song that I made, I think, was BTFU. So it didn't really fit with mm-hmm. the theme mm-hmm. exactly. And then as far as like Cherry Pie, Bruce Banner, and The Map, those were written afterwards. After Chats My Back and after BTFU, like the beginning and the end were already written. I didn't structure them as like the beginning and the end. Mm-hmm. They were just kind of random. Like, I just liked the beats and I made them. Mm-hmm. But after I came up with the idea of it being called Baked, I was like, okay, so to stick to this subject matter, I'm going to need, you know, a theme, a baked theme. So I went and wrote those afterwards to kind of stick to it. But like I said, it really just came about real randomly. It kind of fell together. It wasn't like, I know how people have like all these stories, but this is how I planned out and everything. But it really was not like that. Like, I really didn't even do all that. Mm-hmm. It was just really happenstance. Like, once that idea came, I was like, Eureka, I can just structure the rest of it. And mm-hmm. honestly, I ain't even, not to say I ain't have love for all the songs that are on the project, but the ones in the middle, I was like, this is gonna be filler songs, like whatever.
But they're not. That's the thing. They're not. It's you maintain the energy through the entire project.
I appreciate that.
And really, I'm so glad that we got to have this, because y'all, the next song we about to play is Cherry Pie. I want y'all to hear this Gucci Mane influence, okay? I want you to go listen to it. It's on platforms. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music. Tell the people where they can follow you.
Yeah, y'all can follow me on Instagram at CherryMoon222. That's CherryMoon222. 222, the numbers. Mm-hmm. I'm also on TikTok, CherryMoon222_. I'm trying to, you know, make more TikToks, but my artist name is also CherryMoon222 on all listening platforms: Tidal, Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, whatever that is, Amazon Music, you know, all the platforms. I try to upload to everywhere.
Period. Equal opportunity bar giver. Period. Okay, period. So once again, thank you so much for coming on the show. I love to have you back. Like,
of course.
Just, y'all.
Thank you.
Just go ahead. This is Cherry Pie right here on Planet Chrome, WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Yeah. You heard it here first. This is a Planet Chrome. Only on WYXR 91.7 FM.
before made a mistake. If they was sleep, I've been that day away. Get what I want, cause I get down and pray. Bitch in my pub, need to go get a spade. I'm not impressed, looking to take off your cape. If you get pressed, you gon' fall like a crepe. Used to get depressed, now I roll up and bake. Haste on my gas, but I throw you the shade. I just be milking this shit like a shade. It beat it bang and I get it from pay. Beat the beat up, man, I made this shit ache. Roger 808, man, I made this shit quake. Bumping this shit, stick it to you like tape. Pumping this shit like I'm getting this shade. Don't work no job, but I'm still getting paid. He played, I call it arcade, high grade. That's how shit I'm smoking go crazy. Blazing, this cherry pie got me lazy, lazy. My eyes getting glazed, hazy. But I'm still free like a day, high grade. That's how shit I'm smoking go crazy. Blazing, this cherry pie got me lazy, lazy. My eyes getting glazed, hazy. But I'm still free like a day. I am the shit, I know that's why they hate. It ain't enough for debate. Threatened by me, so they try to berate. I intimidate. My cheering, I inseminate. My period late. Make a systema, he stuttering, heart palpitate. Still make him wait. I am too solid, they can't infiltrate. If I want my lip back, you can't even hide in Kuwait. I got you cornered, there is no escape. You sealed your fate. It be lame, they ain't got no game, so we cannot go on a date. Be played. He and my boo, he would go for a day. Can't be my bait. Yeah, I'm a rock star, raw, shredding shit on this muff guitar. These niggas all think they the shit. I just raised the bar, raw. They could never ride my wave. I'm wet than Katara. Yeah, fly to another continent. Kick back on a plane. I'm high, my strain in Dicka dominant. Puffing that good weed, they got me teed up like a consonant. Can't comprehend my lane, ain't got the range, ain't got the competence. Like I'm innocent.
WYXR.
Roll it up and blade it fire. I ain't never stressed cause I get very high. Talking, choking, keep it smoking, cherry pie. I be by my business like I'm in a suit and tie. But when I'm by myself, I roll it up and blade it fire. I'm blessed, I ain't never stressed cause I get very high. Talking, choking, keep it smoking, cherry pie.
Hey, this is Jack Alberson, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
The affiliates, pay attention.
Whitley, I go to Hill, Maine. Listen, I'm the baddest in the school, the baddest in the game. Excuse me, honey, but nobody's in my lane. When you was in New York, you was f***ing a Yankee. I was f***ing with bass, I was pitching to Frankie. These bitches so cranky, get them a hanky. My mommy, I'm cold, give me my black.
Okay, whoa, Holiday. Wait, hold on, Holiday. You can't give it to them dry like that. You gotta get that sh- wet first. Like, come on now. You gotta prep them for like that. They can't just get that sh- right off the top. Like, you gotta bring that. Back. Bring that
shit
the
yeah. Holiday season. Hey, I think we got your attention by there, right?
Holiday season.
Nicki Minaj, DJ Holiday.
Holiday season.
Miss Entertainment. Shout out to Chocoholics. She won't get it. Let's go, Nicki.
I was on the plane with the wine. You can call me Whitley, I go to Hill, Maine. Listen, I'm the baddest in the school, the baddest in the game. Excuse me, honey, but nobody's in my lane. When you was in New York, you was f***ing a Yankee. I was f***ing with bass, I was pitching to Frankie. These bitches so cranky, get them a hanky. My mommy, I'm cold, give me my blankie. Flyer than a kite, I get higher than Rapunzel. Keep the snow white, I could buy it by the bundle. Duck your cookies up before they crumble. Don't be acting like the Cardinals and gone fumble. Cause I'm a stealer, fresh up out the dealer. All the dope boys gon' feel her. Flow so sick, I need a healer. This my MAC concealer. I be out in Queens on the back of Fort. Weep, with wheelers, I'm a big deal. That's why I get more than a pigtail. Put the mansion, getting the munchies. I think I have a rap for my entree. Baby think a spit, shame my shoes. You know I keep a bad. Let me stain your boobs. I'm the only thing hopping like a kangaroo. I mean the only thing popping like a can of brew. Listen, you should buy a 16 cause I write it good. The 808 woof woof cause I write it good. And can't funny men cause I write it good. I'm no wolf, where is that I'm writing her. Nice to see an itty bitty piggy in the market. Get that bitch a quarter in the cart, tell her park it. I don't for pigs like Assalamu Alaikum. I put them in the field, I let Oscar Mayer bake them. And if you see an itty bitty piggy in the market, get a quarter in a car till I park it. I don't fuck with pigs like Assalamu Alaikum. I put them in the field and I let Oscar Mayer bake them. It's like I just single-handedly annihilated, you know, every rap in the building. Like, I'm Nicki Minaj, Nicki Lewinsky, Nicki the Ninja, Nicki the Boss, Nicki the Harajuku Barbie. Like, I mean, I don't even know why you girls bother at this point. Like, keep it up. Yeah. It's me. Yeah. I win. Yeah. You lose. Fruit out. Now listen, in addition to picking my fruit out, I want y'all to start going to the boutiques. You know what I'm saying? Get some crazy shit for me. I want, you know, leopard skin, and you know, I want all that crazy lizard skin. Like, you know, make sure you could be my personal shopper.
Brand new banger.
Memphis, the podcast, a new name for the same great show. So join me for a great guest with great talk. It's Mondays, 6 to 7 p.m. on WYXR 91.7 FM, the TuneIn app, WYXR.org, or wherever you get your podcast. Now, go out and tell somebody.
Live from Memphis, this is Planet Chrome. On WYXR 91.7 FM, raised by sound.
This is Planet Chrome right here on WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. I hope y'all enjoyed that interview, okay? That is probably the most fun I've had interviewing someone. And we're going to get back into some more Cherry Moon 222 right after this. But y'all know, it wouldn't be an episode of this show if I ain't get my wrestling talk in, I don't care what y'all think. This is my show. I'm doing what I want, okay? So I'm going to make it quick, okay? Because I accidentally fell asleep on the end of SmackDown tonight because y'all, it's hard for me to get into it since the draft, okay? But a little bit of breaking news earlier that was posted on Twitter is that the women's tag titles have been vacated by Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. I told y'all once, and I'm going to tell y'all again. I probably told y'all more than once. But one thing about Liv Morgan, that girl going to get her a title, but baby, she ain't going to keep it for long. I'm sorry. But if this is what's going to happen, you know what? Put the tag titles on whoever y'all want, Triple H. But do not, for the love of God, don't put them titles on Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. We don't want to see it. We tired of them. We exhausted, okay? But also, two more things I want to talk about. Another big thing that has made news this week is Pat McAfee, okay? Former Indianapolis Colts player, of course, host of the Pat McAfee Show, and also a semi-former, but, you know, maybe coming back at some point, commentator on Friday Night SmackDown, has agreed to take his show from YouTube to ESPN. And if you are any fan of Pat McAfee, you know that everything they say on that show from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. is not going to be going on ESPN live in the middle of the day. So a lot of people are upset, kind of myself included, or maybe more concerned, because what does this mean for the show? What does it mean for, you know, Connor and Ty and Tone and Z and Foxy and this whole crew? You know, are we still going to see the whole, you know, kind of family on the show? You know, how sensitive is it going to be? Because if you didn't know, ESPN is owned by Disney. So, y'all, everything they saying on this show ain't going to slide by no company owned by Disney. But the last thing I want to get into before I get up out of here, I'm going to stop yapping y'all's ears off. A few potential retirements have been rumored this week, and y'all already know which one is hitting a little, you know, is hitting me hard, okay? First up was Randy Orton. You know, he's been out for almost a year, had back surgery, and supposedly, according to his dad, doctors are advising him, allegedly, to not return to the ring. Another one of those being Edge, who last year around August kind of teased that a year from then he would be, you know, retiring, but we don't know exactly for sure. Of course, you know, Edge went into the Hall of Fame quite some time ago, but made his return after a very, 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 very long time. But are we going to see him, you know, retire again on his own terms this time? Another one that people have been trying to say is AJ Styles. And I don't want y'all saying about AJ, because AJ just came back from what, a broken ankle? Okay, and he's a contender for the new World Heavyweight title against Seth Rollins at Night of Champions? Uh-uh, I don't want to hear this about AJ. But the one that is hurt, y'all, I ain't going to lie. This one hurt. I shed a tear when I saw him say this earlier this week while he was promoting the new Fast and Furious movie. Y'all, John Cena saying that he can't do it anymore, you know, and saying that what he did at WrestleMania 39 is all he, you know, feels confident doing. And if I'm not going to blame the match on him, but like, if you have a match with John Cena and like nobody cares about you afterwards and you beat John Cena at WrestleMania, bro, you kind of suck. But at Austin Theory. Anyways, these right here are just kind of hurting me, because it's like, I've been watching these folks since I was kids. You know, a lot of us have been watching them since we were kids. But nonetheless, I'm going to come back next week, and I'm going to have a pre-breakdown of Night of Champions. We all know it's going to be next Saturday night in Saudi Arabia, yada, 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 whatever. But I don't even know what time is coming on because of time difference. But whatever, I'm going to let y'all know all of that next week. But until then, we're going to get back into the music. Of course, you are listening to Planet Chrome right here on WYXR 91.7 FM, Raised by Sound.
Live from Memphis, this is Planet Chrome on WYXR 91.7 FM, Raised by Sound.
You heard it here first. This is a Planet Chrome. Only on WYXR 91.7 FM.
It ain't baked, mother. It
I need my space. Hurry up, get out my face. Fuck is you saying? Cut to the chase. Anxious, I'm finna bang like I'm bait. Thankless, ain't appreciate. Could've been on they neck. I decided to wait, but I'm done with this. Now they finna get eight. Loaded the clip, going eight. Bang your to on. He coming out strong. Say he a dog, I throw him a bone. I show him my thong. Now he getting bread, now he want a bone. Take it down like a drone. I stay on it long, that I'm gone. He all on me, think he just lonely. I'm on a flight to the home. I'm me, bitch. Man, they squeamish. Then leeches suck on me like they anemic. My cheer and my spine in me and speed them, they hypoglycemic. I'm colder than Sweden. I'm the baddest just breathing. Yeah. Hell no, I don't wanna be on your team. Don't want smoke, nigga, don't want steam. Hell no, I don't want no ring. My hitching is itch when the bell go ding. No, you can't have no goddamn money. Think I'm a goddamn dummy. Must thought I was sweet like some goddamn honey out there. Dead like a goddamn mummy. Too lame, ain't think he could do for me. Violet and act like he ain't do nothing. Man, I run so much, make a true funny. Everything we go together, he a true dummy. I ain't never been afraid, I don't do running. I've been eating real good, need a new tummy. Got the five, make a meal like Blue Bunny. Say it like the sand on my voice, like a you funny. Ooh, getting hot, but I'm just too cool. Yo, better bitch in the room. He a dog, make a hell of the moon. Yo, I ain't got to prove. Look, hope when my way bitch move. Yo, finna fuck up my groove.
Would be at all. I'm talking about, if this was a game, yo, couldn't even touch the ball.
Hell no. I'm doing Pilates, all in the sun, enjoying the island, flora and fauna, pulling up in a bitch, her like a Tonka, block you up, blocker, blocker, got a fat mom, you a motherfucker, a weak in the knee, boy, you buckle, buckle, I'm a big dog, so I look like I'm platinum, all at the opera, copping a phantom, passing the test, but that look, your flunker, speak with my chest, and you just mumble, mumble, better high, go lay down in a bunker, my bitch, lie, tie you up in a trunk, a period. Full stop, no comma. I'm serious, bitch, I'm serving karma. Don't give a f- so go cry to your mama. What like my name's Timmy Turner? I'm vibing high, rocking out like Nirvana. All in Guyana. Swimming. I should be spit like a bitch is a llama. Eat up, it's Benihana. Treat up, I need the karma. Sway me, he won't get in my karma. No wedding ring, your face in the nana. If I'm stunting, single like Ghana.
they say.
And WYXR is awesome.
We got London on the track.
I've been all in my phone. I got options, and I don't wanna tell you to drop it, but I don't wanna play your favorite. Yeah, something that makes me look at you too often, but baby you can give us something. Baby I can run all the time. Check in with you.
WYXR 91.7.
What's up, Memphis? It's Crockett Hall, and this is 91.7 WYXR.
I'm finding ways to articulate the feeling I'm going through. I just can't say I don't love you, 'cause I love you, yeah. It's hard for me to communicate the thoughts that I hold, but tonight I'm gonna let you know. Let me tell the truth, baby, let me tell the truth, yeah. You know what I'm thinking, see it in your eyes. You hate that you want me, hate it when you cry. You're scared to be lonely, especially in the night. I'm scared that I'll miss you, happens every time. I don't want this feeling, I can't afford love. I try to find reason to pull us apart. It ain't working, 'cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away.
What's up, everyone? My name is Yubu from Yubu and the Ancient Youth, and you're listening to WYXR. Keep it tuned.
I'm smoking tarantula.
Yeah.
They gave it to me.
Pull up so lit, I just might crash, dog. Let me take this Balenciaga mask off to ask y'all. Who asked y'all? Seeper told me to stomp my ass off, that's all. Bop, 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 bop. He was a good cat, my bad, dog. Don't put no K after that B, boy. Bad call, that's flag talk. Sit around and knock your flag off. I had to. I wore a gap before a tattoo. I had to. As a matter of fact, I had to. No cap, I'm on the